Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 9, The Passing Away of Bhishma Deva in the Presence of Lord Krishna, Text 41. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Muni Gana Nripa Varya Sankule Antaha Sadasi Yudhishthira Raja Suya Esham Arhanam Upapeda Ikshaniyo Mama Drishi Gochara Esha Avir Atma Munigana Nripa Varya Sankulenta Sadasi Yudhishthira Raja Suya Esham Arhanam Upapeda Ikshaniyo Mamar Drishi Gochara Esha Avir Atma Munigana Nripa Varya Sankulenta Sadasi Yudhishthira Rajasuya Esham Arhanam Upapeda Ikshaniyo Mamar Drishi Gochara Esha Avir Atma Munigana Nripa Varya Sankulenta Sadasi Yudhishthira Raja Suya Esham Arhanam Upapeda Ikshaniyo Mamar Drishi Gotra Esha Avir Atma. Please chant.
Amen.
ladies. Anyone else? Munigana, the great learned sages. Nripavarya, the great ruling kings. Sankule, in the great assembly of. Andak Sadasi, conference. Yudhishthira, of Emperor Yudhishthira. Rajasuye, a royal performance of sacrifice. Esham, of all the great elites. Arhanam, respectful worship. Upapeda, received. Ikshaniya, the object of attraction. Mama, my, drishi, sight, gochara, within the view of, esha avi, personally present, atma, the soul. At the Rajasuya Yajna sacrifice performed by Maharaj Yudhishthira, there was the greatest assembly of all the elite men of the world, the royal and learned orders. And in that great assembly, Lord Sri Krishna was worshipped by one and all as the most exalted personality of Godhead. This happened during my presence, and I remembered the incident in order to keep my mind upon the Lord. Purport by the ISKCON founder, Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. After gaining victory in the Battle of Kurukshetra, Maharaj Yudhishthira, the emperor of the world, performed the Rajasuya sacrificial ceremony. The emperor in those days, upon his ascendance to the throne, would send a challenge horse all over the world to declare his supremacy. And any ruling prince or king was at liberty to accept the challenge and express his tacit, in case you don't know what tacit is, means understood or implied without being stated. His tacit willingness either to obey or to disobey the supremacy of the particular emperor. One who accepted the challenge had to fight with the emperor and establish his own supremacy by victory. The defeated challenger would have to sacrifice his life, making a place for another king or ruler. So Maharaj Yudhishthira also dispatched such challenging horses all over the world. And every ruling prince and king all over the world accepted Maharaj Yudhishthira's leadership as the emperor of the world. After this, all the rulers of the world under the regime of Maharaj Yudhishthira were invited to participate in the great sacrificial ceremony of Rajasuya. Such performances required hundreds of millions of dollars, and it was not an easy job for a petty king. Such a sacrificial ceremony being too expensive and also difficult to perform under present circumstances is now impossible in this age of Kali. Nor can anyone secure the required expert priesthood to take charge of the ceremony. So, after being invited, all the kings and great learned sages of the world assembled in the capital of Maharaj Yudhishthira. The learned society, including the great philosophers, religionists, physicians, scientists, and all great sages, was invited. That is to say, the Brahmins and the Kshatriyas were the topmost leading men in society, and they were all invited to participate in the assembly. The Vaishyas and Shudras were unimportant elements in society, and they are not mentioned herein. Due to the change of social activities in the modern age, the importance of men has also changed in terms of occupational positions. So, in that great assembly, Lord Sri Krishna was the cynosure, in case you don't know, center of attention or admiration, cynosure of neighboring eyes. Everyone wanted to see Lord Krishna, and everyone wanted to pay his humble respects to the Lord. Bhishma Dev remembered all this and was glad that his worshipful Lord, the personality of Godhead, was present before him in his actual formal presence. So to meditate on the Supreme Lord is to meditate on the activities, form, pastimes, name, and fame of the Lord. That is easier than what is imagined as meditation on the impersonal feature of the Supreme. In the Bhagavad Gita 12.5, it is clearly stated that to meditate upon the impersonal feature of the Supreme is very difficult. It is practically no meditation, or simply a waste of time, because very seldom is the desired result obtained. The devotees, however, meditate upon the Lord's factual form and pastimes, and therefore the Lord is easily approachable by the devotees. This is also stated in Bhagavad Gita 12.9. The Lord is non-different from his transcendental activities. It is indicated also in this shloka that Lord Sri Krishna, while actually present before human society, especially in connection with the battle of Kurukshetra, was accepted as the greatest personality of the time, although he might not have been recognized as the supreme personality of Godhead. The propaganda that a very great man is worshipped as God after his death is misleading, because a man after his death cannot be made into God, nor can the personality of Godhead be a human being, even when he is personally present. Both ideas are misconceptions. The idea of anthropomorphism, in case you don't know, the attribution of human characteristics or behavior to a god, animal, or object. The idea of anthropomorphism cannot be applicable in the case of Lord Krishna. Thus ends Prabhupada's purport. Trinadapi sunichena tarat eva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama harinama harinamaiva kevalam klo nastyeva 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 gatiranyata. Since Srila Prabhupada referenced two verses from Bhagavad Gita, I would like to read the shloka and translation. So he referenced 12.5, very famous verse. Klesho adhikataraste sham avyakta sakta chetasam avyakta higatir dhukam dehavadbir avapyate. For those whose minds are attached to the unmanifested, impersonal feature of the Supreme, advancement is very troublesome. To make progress in that discipline is always difficult for those who are embodied. And 12.9, Atat chittam samadhatum nashoknoshi mayi stiram abhyasa yogena tato mam ichtaptum dananjay. My dear Arjuna, O winner of wealth, if you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, then follow the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga. In this way, develop a desire to attain me. So I found one word of significance for me in this verse, Ikshaniya, the object of attraction. So everyone has some object of attraction. For the non-devotee, women, wealth, themselves. There are certain persons, they think themselves so wonderful, they're attracted to their own self, imitating Krishna. Yes, there is that famous pastime where Dwarakadish, Vasudev, in Dwaraka, sees his reflection and he says, oh, I wish to embrace this form, because Krishna is all attractive. There is that passage in the Srimad Bhagavatam, how when Krishna would get up in the morning, before sunrise, when the rooster crowed, even though he's being embraced around the neck by Goddess of Fortune, Rukmini, the Supreme Goddess of Fortune, Krishna immediately gets up, washes his hands, his feet, and sits down for meditation. Prabhupada makes such a nice point here, that when Krishna meditates, he meditates on himself. But we should not imitate. The reason Krishna meditates on himself is because meditation means meditation on the absolute truth, which is either Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan. Krishna is all three. He has not what? You want him to meditate on something other than that? So if Krishna is going to meditate, he's also going to meditate on the absolute truth, and that happens to be him. So Prabhupada makes the point, this soham meditation, na 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 na, you cannot imitate Krishna. We can follow the footsteps of Krishna. And Prabhupada says right there in Krishna book, therefore we meditate on Radha Krishna. Mangalarti, first thing in the morning, right? We begin our day meditating on first Guru. Samsara Davan, Vande Guru Sri, Charanaravindam. First meditation, eight times. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. We meditate on Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya. Muy importante. Founder Acharya. Prabhupada started this movement, not anybody else. And Prabhupada is Acharya. What does that mean? He sets the tone. He sets the example. What we do in this movement for the next 10,000 years is based on what Prabhupada wrote, what Prabhupada spoke, and how he himself behaved in situation after situation. Because Prabhupada taught us by example. Prabhupada taught us to chant 16 rounds. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. He also chanted 16 rounds. Prabhupada taught us to worship the deity. He also worshiped the deity. Prabhupada taught us how to give class. There's that one incident. He wrote a letter to one of his temple presidents. Everyone should attend the class. Prabhupada said, even I am sitting in the class listening to how my disciple gives class. Very significant. This is what it means to be Acharya. Not that I'm some big, big scholar pundit. That doesn't make you Acharya. Acharya means, as we say in New York, you walk the walk. You talk the talk. Forget about it. That's what it means to be Acharya. Not that you say one thing and then you do another. No. Whatever Prabhupada was teaching us to do, he was doing. So he is, for this movement, founder Acharya. No applications being accepted. Post is already fulfilled. Prabhupada is this movement's founder Acharya. You don't like it? Then start your own movement. Nobody's stopping you. It's a big world out there. Go ahead. Start your movement. But as far as we are concerned, we're fine. Prabhupada's movement is just fine with me. ISKCON is just all right. Oh, yeah. So the object of attraction. They're attracted to money, gold, opposite sex, or nowadays sometimes same sex. They're attracted to some super athlete or some fabulous music singer. I was guilty of that. Before I met Prabhupada, I had my gurus. I was very attracted. Or they're attracted to some politician. Everybody has something they're attracted to. But devotees have come to that point. They have understood Krishna is the attractor. He is all attractive. He has all the opulences simultaneously to an unlimited degree. Therefore, he is Godhead. As Prabhupada writes in the beginning of Krishna book, we have not seen anyone like Krishna in the history of human society. All the opulences, simultaneously, unlimited degree, not wanting, no lacking. And on Sunday, we will hear about and take the blessings of the attractor of the all-attractive, Srimati Radhika Thakurani. One becomes two eternally. That's another spiritual enigma wrapped around a conundrum. How one eternally becomes two. Why? to enjoy spiritual rasa, loving exchange. As you cannot separate the scent of the musk from the musk, just as you cannot separate heat and light from the flame, you cannot separate Radha and Krishna. Simultaneously, one different, one eternally separate into two. There is one section in a book written by, I forget his name, one of Lord Chaitanya's close associates. And in this book, he writes, it's difficult to understand, but he says, when Radha and Krishna are one, that's Lord Chaitanya. And he makes the case that that actually is the original form of Godhead. Yes, mind-boggling. His name, he was the one in the Antya Leela who made the oils for Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya rejected him, and so he became angry. What's that? Yes. So it's his book, his famous book. What's that? Yes. Thank you. You get the points today. Anyway, I must read that 1,000 times before it will sink in. But at least we have the object of meditation for the gopis. Prabhupada writes about this in the Madhya Leela. The gopis' object of attraction, what are they constantly meditating on? That sound of Krishna's flute. That's their meditation. Not this, om. They're way beyond om. They are meditating on that sound of Krishna's flute. Prabhupada says also, don't think you can yell. I'll buy one flute tape. Hari, what is that guy's name? The famous Hari guy he plays. Anyway, you can buy it on Amazon. Yes, I will play his. No. Krishna's flute is different. So you cannot imitate. But Prabhupada says again, you can follow the footsteps of the gopis by always meditating on the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Everybody.
Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That should be our meditation. Always constantly meditating on those 32 syllables. Otherwise, if we don't meditate on Krishna, then we'll have to have something else as the object of attraction. So, this pastime that Bhishma is referring to, the Rajasuya sacrifice, because Krishna was in Dwaraka and somebody came. He was a representative of these imprisoned kings of Jarasandha. And he said, my lord, we have been imprisoned by Jarasandha. He is going to offer us in a sacrifice. He is going to offer all of them in a sacrifice. Can you imagine? So they said, please, can you deliver us? And at the same time, Yudhishthira was inviting Krishna to come and attend the Rajasuya sacrifice. Yudhishthira was proclaiming, I am emperor of the world. So Krishna asked for some advice from Uddhav. So Uddhav, I have two invitations at the same time. What is your opinion? Uddhava, being disciple of Brihaspati, gave very intelligent answer, saying, Yudhisthira cannot do Rajasuya sacrifice until Jarasandha is defeated. Jarasandha is not going to submit. So first we must take care of Jarasandha, then Yudhisthira can do Rajasuya sacrifice. So Krishna, Arjuna, they went, and Bhima, they went. Bhima had, they disguised themselves as Brahmins, and Jarasandha was noble. He was very, very charitable to Brahmanas, so they disguised themselves as Brahmanas. But in talking to Jarasandha, Jarasandha was thinking, these are very funny-looking Brahmins. They have very buff, big bodies. Brahmins are usually, they're not these big guys. No, Brahmins are meek and he saw markings. He saw markings on their arms. I've seen these people before. So they made a proposal. We want to fight with you. And then Krishna said, here is Bhima, and here is your old enemy, Krishna. Who Krishna had defeated, not one, not twice, 17 times. You would have thought Jarasandha would have learned his lesson, but no. 17 times Jarasandha gathered an army. 17 times Krishna smashed his army and let Jarasandha going home wagging his tail. The 18th time, Krishna had better things to do than to fight with Jarasandha. What did he want to do? He knew, Rukmini is about to contact me. So Krishna became Ranchorji. And Balaram and Krishna went to the top of this mountain. Jarasandha lit fires. And he thought, I have finally defeated Krishna. It took me 18 times, but what Jarasandha doesn't know, Krishna and Balaram jumped off the mountain, which was more than 80 miles, safely landed. Balaram went off to marry his first wife. Krishna then was waiting to find and rescue Rukmini. But now it's revealed to Jarasandha, and I'm your old enemy, Krishna. Na 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 na. So Jarasandha said, you, Krishna, you're a coward. You ran away. But I like this Bhima. Yes, he's a match for me. And it was. How many days it took? 28 days they fought until Krishna gave the clue. Krishna gives the, and that's important. Krishna will give all of us the clue in our day-to-day problems if we just look for and wait for his sign. And so Krishna knew the origin of Jarasandha's birth, how he was two separate parts, but the witch Jara joined him together. Jarasandha. So after Bhima split Jarasandha straight down the middle, bifurcated him, then Yudhisthira was allowed to perform Rajasuya sacrifice. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Krishna washed the feet of everybody. This is why I love Krishna. He's God, but he's cool. He washes everybody's feet. Oh my God. Krishna's so wonderful. And in the assembly, in the sacrifice, there is Agra Pooj. Because in the Rajasuya sacrifices, there were demigods, Brahmins, kings, rishis, the great of the great, as it says here in the verse, right? The great assembly, great sages, great ruling kings. So, Agra Puja means, yes, there are so many great personalities. Who should be worshipped first? Sahadev, one of the Pandavas, stood up, eloquently spoke. Yes, you will all agree that yes, there are demigods, rishis, and sages, but here in this assembly, we have Achyuta, the infallible. We have Krishna. And everybody agreed, yes, Sahadev, we agree. Only one person objected, Shishupal. And he could not stand it, because Shishupal, from his birth, was envious of Krishna. Just as Duryodhan was envious of the Pandavas from the very beginning till the very end, Shishupal was envious of Krishna, and he could not stand it. And Shishupal said, I'm surprised here. There are so many other people better than Krishna. You could pick anyone. Why are you picking this Krishna? And the Kshatriyas were getting ready to pull out their swords. They didn't like what Shishupal was saying. The whole room, the whole mood was changing. Shishupal went on and on, denigrating and blaspheming Krishna. Krishna could see, there's going to be a disturbance. So Krishna took out Sudarshan Chakra and cut off the head of Shishupal. And then everybody saw, the Atma, the soul, went from Shishupal's body like a meteor into Krishna. And Yudhisthira was near Narada. He said, can you explain what just happened? And that's how we get 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Narada explains, this is the third time Shishupal has been killed. Previously he was Ravan, and Krishna killed him as Lord Ram. And previous to that, he was Aranyakashipu, and Krishna killed him in his form of Lord Narsingha. So Bhishma is leaving his body in the optimum way. Bhishma is praying. Bhishma's mind is fixed. And who's at Bhishma's lotus feet? Krishna. You couldn't ask for a better way. Just like Jatayu. He's dying. He fought Ravan. Sita told him, no. Jatayu, don't. You're going to lose your life. But Jatayu said, no. I must honor Dasarath. So, of course, Ravan was too powerful. And he cut the wings of Jatayu. When Ram found Jatayu, Jatayu is gasping. He takes Jatayu in his lap. And Jatayu, how does he give up his life? Now imagine, you're in the hand, the lap of Ram. And what does Jatayu say? Ra. 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 Ah. I hope, I pray, I've said this publicly. How do I want to die? At the end of the Bhagavad Gita Mahayagya. The last, swah! Ah, that would be glorious. I don't want to die in some hospital. Or, I want to die here in New Dwarka. Krishna is a... Or at some Namahat program. That is how I wanted to, but not now. I want to live to be 108. Can I get your blessings? Please chant Hare Krishna. Let's have some discussion. Let's have some. Yes, Prabhu.
How does one understand that actually one's using time, place, and circumstance, or is one is just indulging in mental speculation?
Very intricate question. So, in all facets of our spiritual life, we have guru, we have sadhu, and shastra. So, the idea is, Prabhupada has set the standard. Prabhupada has set the ideal. We should try to follow to our best ability. So when it becomes a question of time, place, and circumstance, you have to also consider what has Prabhupada said, what does Shastra say, and what do the assembly of devotees say. So we should do things conscientiously, not whimsically. Now, specifically, there will be, yes, everybody has to do things according to time, place, and circumstance. That you can't avoid that. But the idea is you strive for the highest principle. It's like in Bhagavad Gita, the second Bhagavad Gita verse Prabhupada quoted from 12th chapter. Krishna in that section gives the options. Here's the topmost option. Always think of me. Krishna knows. Okay, you can't do that. So that's the verse Prabhupada quoted. Follow the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga. Oh, you can't do that. Then he gives another option. You can't do that. Gives you another option. He gives, I think, 5 different options. Okay? So, first, you have to be sincere and serious. If you're sincere and serious, Krishna will give you the required intelligence how everything can be adjusted according to time, place, and circumstance. But you're always striving for the highest. Okay? He had a question. Can you bring the mic?
So you were mentioning when Shishupal was killed, everyone saw his soul merge into Krishna's body. And in Krishna's pastimes, he killed so many demons, and it says that they get Suyuja liberation. They merge into Brahman. But it's kind of a two-part question. If that's the case, you know, if Krishna's benefiting everyone, it says even the demons get liberation. But then we hear that even someone that gets Suyuja liberation has to come back down to the material platform. So how is that actually beneficial?
How's that beneficial? They didn't go to hell. They got liberated. Okay? Even though it's a temporary liberation, they didn't go to hell. So at least they got some temporary liberation. Okay? Now in some cases, Shishupal, that merging into Krishna was temporary. Because after that, he was reinstated in his post. That was just an avenue. In the case of Kamsa got Swarupya. He didn't get impersonal. He got, it's right there in Krishna book. He got forearmed Vaikuntha liberation. So it depends. Time, place, circumstance. Yes?
Second part of the question.
Are you satisfied with my answer?
Yeah. Second part of the question, also, I've read that a devotee is like 7 generations back and forward.
No, 21.
21. I've heard different statements, but okay, 21 back and
who
forward.
Who agrees? Prabhupada says 21. Who has read Prabhupada's books? Yes.
Okay, get liberation, but it doesn't say what type of liberation they get. So it's kind of vague, and nobody has the answer because I've asked many devotees, and they don't have.
Is this so important?
It seems to me, yes. So we can understand that if someone becomes a devotee, how much mercy Krishna is giving their family members. Also.
That's not up to you. That's up to Krishna. So here's how to answer it. Become the purest of the purest devotee so that all of them go back home, back to God. That has that. Okay? Next question. Yes, Prabhu.
Why does Krishna not kill Susupal in the first go? Why does he wait till the 18th?
Because he had gotten a benediction. He would be allowed 100 blasphemies. That Rajasuya Sakya, because it was being noted. All right, 1, 2. That was the 100th. Krishna knew this. Krishna went, oh, it's the 100th. Time's up. Boom. Okay? More discussion. Are you all satisfied? Are you enlivened? Thank you. I am also enlivened. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.